Here's another great moment from The Journey. Weekday mornings on UCB's Vision Radio Network. Find out more at vision.org.au.
You're on The Journey on Vision, and that's Russia Fools beginning to end. And Karen, have you got a book you're going to read from beginning to end to us right now?
I don't know about beginning to end, but I'd love to read you the start of a story. And I used to live in Sydney,
yeah.
But have a listen to this. This is how this book starts off. Chapter 1. The lights of the Sydney Harbour Bridge beam down as the bus made its way underneath the high arches. Samara looked out of her window and stared at the black water that shimmered occasionally with flashes of light reflecting off the overpass. The dominant presence of harbour ferries broke the surface as the expanse of water snaked its way to the sea.
Did you like my sound effect?
I did. Did it get you in?
It sounds like a good story. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's a great piece of fiction, and I think the best person to tell us is the author. We have on the line Rose D from Mackay. Good morning, Rose. You there?
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Now, it's really cool to have a great Christian author on the line today. Rose D, the author of a book called Beyond Resolution. Tell us a little bit about this book.
Well, the book is the second in my resolution series. Back to Resolution came out in November, and this is the second one that came out in May. And it's a story of Samara and also the male character, which I won't mention. I don't want to give too much away. But she sort of has a really hard time at the beginning of the novel. She's really lost and just has no idea what to do and where to go and has made lots of mistakes in life. It's her journey, you know, coming to know the Lord and trusting in him and forgiveness as well. Forgiveness is a really large part of the novel. So
I'm always curious to know how the idea came about. Did it come to you in a dream in the middle of the night to write this book, or has it been something on your heart for years? How did it all start for you?
Well, this particular novel, it sort of came to me in a couple of different ways. A friend of mine was talking to me once about the peace of the Lord and how it really had touched her life in such a dramatic way. And at times when, you know, the world around her and her world was in such turmoil, and she just, the peace that surpassed understanding. And I thought, oh, that's a wonderful thing. And I wanted to write about that. I wanted to write about how when, you know, disaster is all around you and there's so much hardship, the Lord can give you peace and he can just really touch your heart and be with you. So that was really where the concept came from. And also, you know, I really love my word for today, and I wanted to show how that can touch and impact lives too.
And that was exactly what I was going to bring to our listeners' attention. I noticed when flicking through the book and doing a bit of research that in the back of the book you actually draw attention to the wordfortoday.com.au, to UCB Media, and within the story you're referring to this three-month devotional with one of the characters reading it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, my character actually sort of comes to know the Lord because, as I said, she's in this really hard place and she doesn't know what to do. And somebody gives her a three-monthly devotional, a copy of a publication on the street. And she thinks, oh, well, you know, this is just a church thing, and doesn't read it. But then she starts to read it and realizes that there is a God and he can give her answers that she needs. And I wanted that to be a part of the book. And I wanted to be able to say to people, this is where you can go. If you're looking for answers and you don't know what to do and you have no idea where your life's taking you, this is where you can go for answers. Because that's how I came to answers. The word of today was a huge influence on me coming to know the Lord, and I wanted that for others, and I wanted to show them what was out there.
So tell me how that happened. How did you pick up the word for today, and how did you come to the Lord?
Well, it's a really interesting story. I was born and raised in a Christian home, so I had all the concepts of Christianity, and, you know, my parents were very loving people, but I don't think I ever really understood that knowing the Lord was a personal relationship. I think I always felt as though he was someone my parents knew, and I just accepted that without thinking more about it. And so I came into my adulthood and into my early 20s, and I really moved away from any faith whatsoever or any, you know, belief whatsoever, and made lots of mistakes and did lots of things and had all those experiences. And then I got to a point in my life where I was in a real crossroads. I just didn't know what to do. I had a problem that I couldn't solve and I didn't have the answer for. And people were telling me, well, this is what God says, this is what God says. And I thought, well, what does he say? What does he want me to do? Who is he? And I started to pick up the word for today, which my father had continued to give to me all these years. And I didn't read. I put them in the drawer and thought, oh, well, you know, maybe one day I might need that. And I started to read the word for today and I started to think, well, hang on a minute. You know, this is really telling me something here. And God really gave me answers. And I started to read my Bible and really got to know who he was for me and who he says he is. So, yeah, if I hadn't had that word for today in that drawer, I had a place to start. You know, I had a place to start looking and start getting to know him.
That is very, very special, Rose. And I know you've told me before about your dad being instrumental also with getting the Vision Relay Station in the Ingham area of Queensland. Were you a part of that era with him?
Oh, well, he was very passionate about it and he loved Vision and he loved radio. And, you know, it was such a pleasure for him to be able to be involved in Vision. And he was in radio before sort of Vision was available in Ingham. And he just loved the concept of getting this word to the people in a really awesome way and becoming, and he just loved it. He really enjoyed it. Hello to all the Ingham people.
Yeah, g'day to all the Inghamites up there. Hey, Rose, it's been so good to catch up with you today, and if people want to find out more, the website is rosed.com. That's rosedee.com, and we might put the link up to that at facebook.com/visionjourney if people like to find out more. And we've actually got a copy of your latest book, Beyond Resolution, in my hands here, a signed copy, and we might just give this away to the first listener to call through. Is that all right with you, Rose?
I would love that. That would be awesome. Thanks,
guys. Well, phone lines are open, 1-800-880-876. First caller through will get themselves this book called Beyond Resolution, a fiction novel by Christian author Rose D. God bless you, Rose. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye, Rose.
Bye.
Here's Bel Morrison in Time With You. You're on Vision. Thanks for joining us on the journey.
Like what you've just heard? There's more great podcasts. Or you can listen to us live at vision.org.au. And remember, Vision is listener-supported. Your donation of any amount will help us continue connecting faith to life. Learn more or donate today at vision.org.au.